to business achievements. Trophy Time, they're more than just trophies. Additional information available on the web at trophytime.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says the first full day of fall will be more summer-like than fall-like, sunny and a high of 84. He'll have details on the weather coming up in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The reputation that Illinois government is for sale stems from the common practice of politicians rewarding contributors with lucrative state contracts. Starting next year, Illinois will ban large campaign contributions from state contractors. The General Assembly months ago unanimously approved a measure that forbids businesses with a state contract over $50,000 from giving money to the office holder's campaign who doles out the work. But when it got to his desk, Governor Rob Blagojevich made major changes. Yesterday, the Illinois Senate followed the House's lead in rejecting those changes. That means the campaign finance limits will become law. State Senator Christine Redonio of Vermont says after having worked on the issue for years, she never thought it would happen. But she says Illinois still has more to do on ethics.
I think it's really important that even though we're doing this today, we not lose sight of the fact that while this is an important step, it is a small step and it is a first step. And what I really hope doesn't happen is that we don't see another 3 years of pointing back and forth across the rotunda before we make another teeny tiny baby step.
Just hours after the pay-to-play restrictions were approved, a Senate committee advanced more wide-ranging reforms the governor had proposed. But those who've pushed for campaign finance changes say more work is needed on the package, and they're urging lawmakers to move slowly. Illinois lawmakers could come to the rescue of those who want to restore money cut from the state's budget. Sean Crawford has more.
The governor cut funds for social service groups, state parks, and historic sites, but Senate President Emil Jones says there's a consensus among lawmakers to put that money back.
We all agree on that, and those issues will be addressed, but there are some other issues out there.
Those include funding for college scholarships, mental health treatment, and Chicago-area mass transit. Jones expects a compromise will come up for a vote today before lawmakers are scheduled to leave the Capitol. There's pressure to prevent layoffs to child welfare investigators and drug abuse treatment counselors. It appears the money would come from the controversial sweeping of dedicated state accounts. I'm Sean Crawford.
A bill that would require insurance companies to pay for more treatment for children with autism continues to be kicked around as a political football in Springfield. The legislation would require insurance companies to cover up to $36,000 a year for autistic youth. Pete DeCiani is a parent of an autistic child. He's lobbied for the legislation. DeCiani says the bill stalled because of tensions between Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich and House Speaker Michael Madigan.
I would hope Speaker Madigan would be behind us, too. I'd hope that I could hold their hands together and say this is what policy and legislation is about. It's about helping people. It's not about this other crap you're talking about. It's about families.
Yesterday, the House decided not to release the legislation from committee. A spokesperson for House Speaker Mike Madigan says the chamber has support from some versions of the bill in the past. The Senate is expected to look at the measure today. Governor Rob Blagojevich says he didn't know $65,000 in campaign contributions from a former administration official who's pleaded guilty to felony charges hadn't been returned. Aliata pleaded guilty this year to lying to a federal agent and evading federal income taxes. He then testified for the state against political fundraiser Tony Rezko. Blagojevich campaign spokesman Doug Schofield tells the Chicago Sun-Times he's not aware the Aliata money has been dumped. The governor says he'd look into the matter. He says he'd also consider legislation requiring elected officials to return money contributed from similar sources. The governor has denied accusations by Atta that he discussed a state job with him after Atta made large campaign contributions. Next year, the penny will be getting not just one new look, but four of them. The first changes to the one-cent coin in 50 years. The U.S. Mint unveiled the new designs during a ceremony yesterday at the Lincoln Memorial. The coin changes are part of the government's commemoration next year of the 200th anniversary of Lincoln's birth. Lincoln's profile will remain on one side of the coin, but the Lincoln Memorial will be replaced on the other side by the new images, with a different one being introduced every 3 months. The first new design will depict a log cabin. The second will feature a young Lincoln reading a book while working as a rail splitter in Indiana. The third will show Lincoln as a young lawyer standing in front of the old state Capitol building in Springfield. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown Proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and our chief meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather on Mickey Rooney's 88th birthday.
88?
88 years old today.
The double eight.
Isn't that something? And today is the first full day of fall, although, as you have been noting, it's going to feel more like it's still summer.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's going to feel like summer here the rest of this week, and then we will get some chill next week. And, you know, next week, October arrives already.
Mm.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, actually, I can. I've seen the pumpkins out already.
Yeah, we've grown some pumpkins. And
getting ready for Halloween.
Yeah. You know, at the farmer's market, fall's coming when you start to see no more corn and you see pumpkins and gourds all
That's
over the
right.
place.
Pumpkins so. And gourds and the fall-like stuff, right? Well, it's not too bad this week if you want to take a little time to